I was halfway through my college degree when the virus hit. I had plans for a summer job, but they fell through because so many businesses weren't hiring for the summer. I kept scanning the Help Wanted ads, hoping to find something, when this one ad stood out, like it was calling my name. And the ad read, "Wanted for immediate summer employment. Personal assistant to the president of a local company. Qualifications not important. Must be available at all hours. Relief work. Pleasant demeanor and cooperative attitude important. Must be willing to take orders. Future advancement possible with the right skills." I read that and I thought, this might just be what I've been looking for. So I phoned for an interview, and I got one scheduled for that very same day. And when I arrived at the office, it was overflowing with women of all ages, and I thought that I didn't have a shot. So I shoved my nose in the newspaper they had laying around to figure out my next move. I knew I didn't stand a chance, what with so much competition. And then I saw something in the paper that caught my eye. There was a notice from a local motion picture studio looking for extras for a movie they were shooting. So I memorized the number and walked out of the waiting room and down the hall until I found a secluded spot where I could place a call. I called the receptionist in the waiting room I just left, and I said I was from the film company and that I was calling around town to see if I could hire a group of women to play extras in a movie I was making. I just needed the girls for one day, today, and because it was such short notice, I was willing to pay $1,000 a person. Then I gave out the address and asked her to see if she could help me find some girls, and I would make it worth her while. Then I hung up. Well, I didn't have to wait more than 5 minutes before the door to the waiting room opened up and a flood of girls ran out, all trying to make it to the filming location. I smiled to myself as I wandered back into the cleared-out waiting room and sat back down. I may not be the smartest person in the world, but I'm sure the sneakiest, and now I know how to work something to my advantage. Pretty soon, I was called into the interview room, where the company president was meeting with job applicants personally. He sized me up when I walked in. I was short, not even 5 feet tall, and had huge tits, size 36 double E cup, and a slender waist, and a nice, firm, rounded ass cheeks. Those were my best features, along with my long, dyed, blonde, wavy hair and my heavy eye makeup and red lipstick that I made sure to apply just before entering. I could see the boss man was sizing me up and liked what he saw. He was an older man, old enough to be my grandfather, but he was still kind of handsome and had thick, steel gray hair and a nice, muscular build. I thought I might like working for him. He explained the job in rather vague terms.
"Well, dear, you'd kind of be my personal assistant. You'd be with me nearly all the time, learning the business at the same time as you'd be taking care of my needs. Sometimes that might mean something as simple as getting me a cup of coffee or a glass of scotch." He paused for a second, looking me up and down, assessing my figure, and then he looked me straight in the eye. "And sometimes it might mean more than that. It might likely mean working nights and weekends and sometimes putting in long, hard hours. But the pay is good, and I can guarantee you that in seeing to my needs, you'll have some experiences you would never have imagined."
I felt a shiver run down my spine. My mind was thinking all kinds of things. Dirty, nasty, sexual things. My mouth was watering, and my knees were weak, and my cunt ached to be filled by this older man. I tried to keep from looking at his crotch, but I couldn't help myself. It looked like he was hiding a crowbar in his pants.
"So, do you think you can do that for me? Are you willing to be at my beck and call anytime I want you?" He was looking at my massive tits when he said that, and I was a blathering fool and couldn't get my lips to work, so I just nodded my head. And then he said, "I want to make sure that you understand your duties before I sign you on.
What say we get to know each other a little better? And then he reached over and pressed the intercom to tell his secretary to hold all calls for the next 20 minutes. He didn't want to be disturbed. And then he went over and locked the door as I watched. And then he said, "That's a nice outfit you're wearing. I like it when my personal assistant wears low-cut, scoop-neck, stretch-knit tops that show off her assets." And then he walked over real close to me, all the time keeping his eyes on my cleavage, and he extended one long, slender finger and started teasing my cleavage with it, running his finger up and down the deep crevice of my tit tunnel, and I took a deep breath. And my chest swelled up even more. And my tits were about to burst out of my top. He couldn't stop staring as he continued to trace his finger over my big tits. His finger left my cleavage and traced the shape of my massive globes until he reached my nipple, which was already hard by now, and poking through the knit material. He traced my hard nipple with his fingertip, and then he leaned down and flicked it with his tongue and drew it into his mouth and started sucking, fabric and all. My nipple was getting soaked with his spit, and while he was doing that, he was tweaking my other nipple with his other hand while rubbing his cock bulge up and down my thigh through the fabric of my tight, straight skirt. And the skirt was tight on me and really stretched over my butt, but I couldn't help it. It was the best skirt I had, and he didn't seem to mind that it was tight on me and made my ass stick out. His hand and mouth felt so good on my nipples, and my tits were swelling up and threatened to burst out of my top. My eyes were already half closed, and my head was leaning back and exposing my neck to him. He had me right where he wanted me as he humped his cock bulge against my thigh, and I swiveled my hips a little to the right so I could feel his cock bulge rubbing against my cunt mound. His hands moved around on my back to press my body closer to his as he nuzzled his face into my cleavage, eventually working my knit top down and exposing my tit flesh. I wasn't wearing a bra. I don't need a bra. My tit stick straight out, even though they're big, and his mouth zeroed in on my left nipple as he latched on and started to suckle me while he continued to hump his cock against my cunt. My skirt was in the way. It wouldn't let me spread my legs apart enough for him so I could feel his cock against me better. And so I raced it up to my waist and stuck my hand inside my black nylon panties, and I started frigging my clit as he poked my mound. Oh, yeah, that felt so good. And then he raised his face up from my tits until he reached my ear, and he whispered, "Open your mouth for me, baby." And then he covered my open mouth with his and stuck his tongue inside, pushing it all around, scoping my mouth out, getting the feel of it for when he stuck his cock inside and made me suck it. While we were playing dually tongued, his hands cupped my ass cheeks to bring my cunt closer to his cock and started humping me. And then he pulled away and said, "Baby, if we keep this up, I'm gonna come in my pants." And I looked down and I could see a wet spot forming on his crotch, just about where his tip would be. His bulge was massive, and my mouth was starting to water just thinking about how it would feel in my mouth and in my snatch. And then he said, "Honey, I want you to get just a little taste of what's in store for you if I hire you on as my personal assistant. Get down on your knees and unzip my pants," he commanded. I couldn't wait. I wanted to see his cock. It felt so big when he was humping me. I tried to unzip him, but the zipper got stuck, and it didn't seem to want to go down very easily. So that's when he took over and he unzipped it himself. I grabbed his pants and eagerly pulled them down over his hips, and then I pulled his boxers down as his cock sprung out. His erection was massive, and it kept getting bigger as I stared at it. His shaft swelling to full erection, the inflamed crown getting darker and more menacing looking. It had to be over 10 inches long and as thick as my wrist, bigger than any of the college cocks I was used to sucking off. And his pee slit was all shiny with cock drool oozing out of his tip and dripping down onto the carpet. I licked my ruby red lips and he just smirked at me. Arrogant bastard, I thought. I'm going to have you eating out of my hand before I'm done with you, mister. He encircled his hand around his engorged member and started rubbing his tip against my tits, getting my nipples all wet and tracing my size and shape. And then he moved it up and started rubbing it all over my face. He was leaking pre-cum like you wouldn't believe. And his cock was so hard, he said I'd made it hard, rock hard. And now it was my job as his personal assistant to take care of it for him, for me to get used to my new job duties. And he was trying me out to see if I had the necessary skills for the job. And then he said, open your mouth for me, baby, and suck it. Suck it until you suck all of my hot, thick cum out of me. And I reached my hand up to encircle his throbbing shaft, but he said, no hands, just use your mouth, baby. And I eagerly opened my mouth and stuck my tongue out in welcome as he pushed his huge mushroom head into my small mouth. I knew I was going to have trouble taking him all in. He was a big man, after all, and I could barely wrap my ruby red lips around his head, but he just gazed down at me with his cock in my mouth and his hand on the top of my head, guiding me, urging me to take him deeper. He was dripping lots of pre-cum, and I tasted his slimy juices on my tongue. I moaned and opened my mouth farther. I desperately wanted to feel that huge spongy mushroom head in my mouth. And he just stood there and watched, an alpha male standing before his submissive woman, overpowering and dominant, as I stretched my ruby red lips around his huge glands, up over the thick purple ridge of his corona, his enormous numb knob filling my mouth. He was definitely in the power position, looking down on me, kneeling before him, gazing at my full, plump, round tits that were on display to him, and tweaking my nipples as I sucked him, cupping my massive globes in his big hands, squeezing them, mauling them as I went down on him. I closed my eyes in bliss as I savored his huge cock in my mouth and tongued his head, almost drowning in the globs of precum he was secreting from his cock slit. I felt overwhelmed and privileged at the same time. Honored to even be allowed to suck on such a magnificent cock. And he said, that's a good girl. Try and take a little more in. And so I slid my mouth down farther until I felt his broad, flared knob hit the back of my throat. I got scared and started choking on his pre-cum and my drool. I was generating so much saliva that I couldn't contain it all, and it started seeping out of my mouth and dripping down my chin, out of my massive tits, as I moved him off a bit so I could swallow, just leaving his tip between my lips. And then I leaned forward again, my tits brushing against his upper thighs as I eagerly took him into my mouth again, bathing his horse-like cock with my saliva as I bobbed my head up and down, my lips stretched wide, my cheeks hollowing out as I sucked this long, thick, swollen, mature adult cock. And he said, come on, baby, we don't have a lot of time. I want to give you a nice big mouthful straight from the source so you'll know what you're going to be swallowing for the rest of the summer. I hated working under pressure, but I did the best I could and forced my head down, taking more of his cock into my mouth. He tried to help me by putting his hands on my head and started fucking my face, pulling my mouth back and forth on his throbbing prick, gobs of my saliva dripping down off his cock and out of my tits, and I was moaning as I took his big flesh cylinder inside my mouth ever deeper, sucking and choking on it. That's a good girl. Now lick my balls. And so I pulled his meat out of my mouth with a popping sound and kissed my way down his long shaft until I reached his balls, leaving red lipstick marks as I went, and I started licking his balls all around, even underneath. And I licked his taint, too. And then, I looked at his asshole. He kept himself wide, well wiped, thank God. I didn't just smell any shit. And he probably cleaned himself up pretty good, too, for the interview, hoping he might score a blowjob. I like a man who's optimistic and plans ahead. I went back to licking his balls. As I licked my way back up his shaft. And then I took him to my mouth again. But this time it was on my terms. So as I sucked him in, I took a finger and poked it in his puckered asshole and reamed his ass out. Well, he surged his man meat into my mouth so far it went down my throat, and I started choking and gagging on it. That's the way, baby. Take my big fuck stick all the way to the back of your mouth. I want to pound your throat just like I'm going to pound your cunt. And when I come, I want you to swallow it. Every single drop. Understand me, little girl? I could only nod my head and do as I was told as I sucked and choked and gagged at his cock that was fucking my throat like it was a fucking cunt hole. And his meat slab was swelling up and it was moaning and growling as he fucked my throat. And he said, I bet you've never sucked a cock this big before. I bet none of your college boyfriends have a cock this big. Show me how you suck their cocks. Show me how you let them use your mouth and throat. And saying all this as he continued to throat fuck me, pulling out every couple of minutes so I could catch a breath and then shoving it right back in again. And then he told me to suck harder, suck tighter, and take him deeper. His dirty talk was turning me on and I was freaking my gash as I squatted before him. I love hearing a guy tell me what he wants me to do to him. It messes with my mind and causes a short circuit in my cunt, especially when he's playing with my tits too. But there's one thing I wanted to do before I let him come. I wanted to feel his cock on my tits again. I wanted to see it. His cock rubbing my nipples, his cock squeezed between my two giant mounds. I was in control, so I popped his cock out of my mouth and let it slide down to my tits, rubbing my tits all around his massive man meat. He got the idea and grabbed onto his shaft and fucked my left nipple with his tip, trying to get my nipple lined up with his pee slit, which was seeping pre-cum. My nipple was so hard and needy for his cock, just like my cunt, and so I grabbed my massive globes and started rubbing it all over his tip and head, and then I crossed my arms and squeeze my tits together, spitting into the tit tunnel. Then looked up at him with my needy eyes as he guided his giant meat stick in between my two massive mammaries and stuffed that sucker between my tits. I loved watching his giant cock slide in and out, up and down, poking through and hitting my chin and mouth. I couldn't stand it anymore. I needed to taste his cock again. And so I opened my mouth and he poked his tip inside every time he fucked his cock through my tits. I continued to hold my big giant globes together, surrounding his gorgeous man meat as he continued to fuck my tits and mouth. He grabbed my head with one hand and pulled it forward, so my mouth was practically resting on my giant globes as he continued to rub his fuck stick through my sweater puppies and up to my lips, coating them with some more of his pre-cum. And then he said to open my mouth wider. He wanted to ram his cock into my mouth and down my throat some more. He wanted to feel me choke and gag around his enormous cock again. I couldn't take him any deeper. And then he grabbed my head and he pulled my mouth all the way down to his cock as he breached my throat muscles. And he went even deeper, my eyes tearing up and making me, my eye makeup was running. And my nose and my nose and the pubic hair, and he didn't care. He just held me there like that. Me, my throat choking, gagging. He told me how good it felt when I gagged on his cock because it opened my throat up to take him even deeper. And then he gave me another
started shoving. He held my head tight against his groin as he hunched his hips and he rapidly fucked my throat, saying, "Take it, baby. Take daddy's cum. Take it all the way down. I want to feel you swallow around my cock. I want to hear you choking on my cock. Choking on my cum. Just a little bit. Oh, just a little. Oh, fuck. Here it comes. And he moaned as he held my head still as his cock started spewing inside my mouth and down my throat. And he fluttered my mouth with his spunk as he held his cock tight inside my throat hole. And oh, God. I cooed as the first thick rope of cum jettisoned deep into my sucking mouth, and the first shot was incredibly powerful. It glanced off the tissues of the back of my mouth and pulled on my tongue, and the second ribbon of streamin' streaked forward, splashing against the membranes on the inside of my cheek and filling my mouth, and further shots followed as he totally unloaded his spunk, flooding my mouth with a torrent of man slime. He'd stopped moving my head, holding it still with the enormous knob trapped between my sucking lips as wad after wad of thick, milky jizz filling my hungry mouth as he ejaculated. I closed my eyes in bliss as my new employer kept coming, another sizzling shot of man goo sluicing across my tongue. His semen was incredibly delicious and thick, and I loved the heavy texture of it as it settled on my taste buds. He filled my mouth until I was on the verge of overflowing, pearly rivulets of cum leaking from the corners of my mouth and running down my chin under my tits. I swallowed before I could lose another drop of his precious seed. His thick, rich semen sliding silkily down my throat to settle in my little belly. And that's when it happened. As soon as I swallowed his spunk, I convulsed on my own fingers as I was plowing my gash with him, and I let out a high-pitched squeal of ecstasy. And there was just something so scintillating, so dirty and nasty about a woman sucking off a man while she's fingering her clit that I couldn't help myself, and I triggered an orgasm deep inside my hot cunt as this massive wad of jizz settled in my stomach. I had the most intense sensation that started at the base of my clit and blossomed throughout my entire body, causing me to shake and twitch and tingle as I came on my fingers.
"That's my girl. Let yourself go," my new boss said in a husky whisper as he watched me shake through my orgasm, my soft lips and magical tongue continuing to work on his spitting cock. He continued to come, filling my sucking mouth with torrents of sperm-laden semen as I trembled and shook, my gargantuan tits shaking provocatively with each orgasmic twitch. I swallowed again. More of his mature seed finding a nice warm home in the pit of my stomach. My new boss was happy to see how enthusiastically I was swallowing his stuff. Silvery trickles of clinging man goo now dangling lewdly from my chin. I couldn't believe the size of his load. No other man had ever come close to shooting the amount of spunk down my throat that this older man did. It was incredibly thick and rich, and I just knew his sperm was chock full of vitamins, the kind of vitamins a woman needs for big tits and healthy skin and a wet cunt. So many swimmers slithering down my throat and into my stomach. I loved the taste of his spunk, and I wanted more whenever he wanted to jizz me. I continued sucking his cock, rolling my tongue voraciously over his sensitive cockhead, trying to coax more cum from his P-slip. I was rewarded with a few additional trickles into my welcoming mouth, joining the massive puddle I was holding on my tongue so I could show him. I opened my mouth, so he could see his cum laying on my tongue, a great white blob of man slime. And then I closed my mouth and swished it around, coating my tongue and inner cheeks and teeth with it. I even gargled with it.
making bubbles that shot out through my open mouth and through my nose. And then I rolled the huge water out of my mouth some more and savoring the flavor and thickness of it. And then I looked up into his eyes as I swallowed. Making sure he watches, I let the slimy goo slide luxuriously down my throat. He affectionately rubbed his still hard but softening cock all around my face, making sure to trace my lips with his tip, painting my lips with the leftover man goo that was still seeping from his tip as I gave it a flick with my tongue. Then he said, "All right, that's enough for now." And he pulled his cock away from my face and stuffed it back into his pants. But he couldn't resist giving my nipples and tits one last thrill by rubbing his cock all over them again. He zipped up quickly and slipped on his jacket, adjusting his tie and then smoothing back his hair. It was obvious that this wasn't the first time he'd done something like this, and I loved the fact that he'd chosen me to be his cum recipient. It was an honor that I cherished. And then he said, "Starting tomorrow, you're going to start getting a steady dose of that for the rest of the summer. As my intern, I'm going to expect you to be doing that a number of times a day. Do you think you can handle that?" I just smiled at him as I was wiping his spunk off my face with my finger as best I could and then sucking it off my finger, making sure I got every single bit of his special treat as I could, relishing it, feeling privileged that he'd chosen me to give his male essence to. I smiled back at him and said, "I can handle anything you give me, sir, but the question is, can you handle me?" And then I got up off my knees and pulled my knit top down over my cum-glazed tits, savoring the feel of his cum coating my mounds for the rest of the day, and licked my formerly ruby-red lips with a flick of my tongue as I winked at him. I don't think I had any cum in my hair, but I did feel like I was wearing a cum facial mask as I could feel it drying on my face, tightening my skin like a mud pack. And then he said how he was looking forward to working with me this summer and for me to report to duty the next morning at 7 a.m. sharp. He said he'd like to start his day early, and there was nothing like a college girl intern cocksucker to help him get his day started right. I couldn't wait, and so after I left his office, I went straight home and took off my clothes as I lay down on the bed and I spread my legs and I scooped up some of the still wet cum coating my huge knockers and rubbed it all over my cunt, tantalizing my clit with my cum-coated finger and poking that finger inside my fuckhole as I fucked his dried cum inside my fuck chute and imagined him fucking me with his giant fuck stick. I couldn't fucking wait to report for work the next day as I came on my finger.